right on being good to us. Amen. God's good to everybody that will let Him be. Hello? And matter of fact, God's good to people that don't even love Him. He said He lets it rain on the just and the un. Boy, God knows how, that's how big God is. I don't mean that God's going to carry them folks to heaven. You know, a lot of people make a mistake just because they don't wind up with the out-and-out cursing. They just think that God's agreeing with what they're doing. No, God's just merciful and long-suffering. Amen. And thank God that He is. If God was not merciful and long-suffering, there would not be one human being outside of the Lord Jesus Christ and say, yes, He became mankind. Amen. He wore a body just like ours. He did not have the nature, amen, that you and I have. He was not a fallen man. What did Jesus tell His disciples? I know the TBN crowd and the charismatics preached that He's a man just like you and I, and that's not the truth. If He was a man just like you and I, we're all lost. Amen. He did not have the nature of Adam. Jesus said to His disciples, you are from below, I am from above. Amen. Thank God that He came down. And I like that song I think Bowling sings. He came down from heaven's glory. Amen. Thank God that He was willing to come down. I'm going to read in Isaiah 43 tonight, verse number 10. We'll read in down through the 13th verse. Amen. Just a short little topic. Amen. I just want to look at a two-word phrase. And we're going to just look through the Word of God where these phrases appear. This phrase appears. Amen. And see what God says in the short little phrase that says, I will. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43 and 10. Good to have each and every one of you on a nice cool Wednesday night. Warmer than it was last night. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I know it's still too cold, Brother Stephen, so it's well below 70, so or 75. Amen. But thank God. Amen. Lord Terry's, and can we stay here? Spring and summer's on the way. Amen. We'll wish our life away if we're not careful. Amen. Isaiah 43 and 10. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Anybody need anywhere else to go to find out? Was there any alternative? Pretty much settles it right there. Amen. Besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. In other words, there wasn't nobody else there. It was I that. It was me that done all that, God saying. Amen. Yea, before the day was I am He. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work. And who shall let it? Amen. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank You this evening for the grace wherein we stand and rejoice. Thank You, sir, that You had a mind, Lord, and a will, God, to do what needed to be done. Thank You this evening. And every day, God of our life, that You was with, God willing, Lord, to do that which we needed. Mankind was in grave danger, grave trouble, sir, but You were willing that You might fix the problem that man had created. Thank You, sir, that You was willing to go the extra mile all out of Your way so that You might redeem humanity. Thank You, sir, for redemption. Thank You, sir, for deliverance. Thank You, Lord God, for the handiwork of heaven and for the ministration of Your Spirit. May God, You touch us for a few minutes and every ear to hear, every heart to receive. And may You have all the glory and all the praise and all of the honor, sir, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Thank God. Amen. God just kind of settled some things here through the prophet Isaiah with the nation of Israel and God's people. God pretty much said, I'm it. There ain't no God beside me. Amen. There's no one else. No matter whatever you do, you got nobody else to go to. Anyway, there's nobody else that you can look to. Nobody that can do what I have done. Amen. Isn't it amazing that sometimes man is trying to find some kind of alternative? Amen. Why? Amen. When you got a God, amen, that can do anything. Amen. A God that loves us well beyond even most far understanding. I can't even begin to understand why God loved humanity. Amen. There's no reason. When you look in the book of Song of Solomon, amen, you see the description there of that little sister there. She has no attractive attributes. Hello? She's not curvy. Amen. She's not pretty. Amen. And said, if we could deck you with silver, we're still not sure that'd be enough to make you attractive. Amen. Come on, what was they saying? That there's no reason that God should have been attracted, amen, or loved humanity. There's just no reason there. Amen. Except that God is love. Amen. So, for people, God is because of this. No, God can't find. There's nothing about me, amen, that should have attracted God. Amen. Come on. Matter of fact, there's a lot of things about humanity that should have repelled God away. First, what is it? Man's repelling away of God. Amen. But God, in His mercy, and God's explaining, man, you don't have all them other gods. Look here. You ain't got no choices. You ain't got no alternatives. Amen. Hello, Oprah. Amen. There are not many ways. There's only one. Amen. If the Old Testament's not good enough for folks, we can go to the New Testament, the book of Acts. Amen. It says there's only one name given among man whereby man must be saved, and that is the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Nobody else, no other way. And Jesus in John chapter 10, verse number 10, says, I am the way. Or John chapter 14 said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Hallelujah. And believe you me, He is the way. He is the means. He is the access that we have to God. Amen. Otherwise, Job, if we look back into that pre-diluvian age, Job said, oh, that there was a daysman betwixt us. Amen. A daysman is another name for umpire or mediator. Amen. Oh, that there was a mediator or an umpire. Amen. Listen, there is a qualification for that. Amen. That mediator, that umpire, that daysman had to be fully man. Amen. He's got to understand my frailty. He's got to understand my need. Amen. But he also has to be fully God, because he has to be able to not only to come talk to me, amen, but go back and talk to the Father. Hello? Amen. So there's only one person, amen, in the whole of the universe that has met that condition. Amen. And his name is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. He's fully man. Amen. He's made in the fashion and the image of man. He's got the body. Amen. He's born of a woman. Amen. But I'm telling you, he's fully God. And the Word of God says in the book of Hebrews, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Hallelujah. Thank God that he was fit that bill. He's the mediator. And the Word of God says that he's not but one mediator between God and man. That's the man Christ Jesus. He is that mediator. Amen. And the Word of God don't just stop there. It says, amen, that he ever liveth to make intercession for them that love him. Amen to God. My. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Amen. He's there making intercession for you and I. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, I need intercession. Amen. I need somebody to carry me before the throne. I need somebody, amen, to say, Father, would you help that old boy down there? Amen. Hallelujah. Would you bless him? Would you strengthen him? Amen. Would you help him over all of his shortcomings and all of his, amen, his misfirings and whatever else he is? Would you help him, sir? Glory. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need all of it that I can get. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to just look at just, I know I said I was going to preach on I will, and here I go. I'll go some other direction if I'm not careful. Amen. Because there's a lot that's said here. Amen. I want to just look at some of the things that God, what he will, even in this passage of Scripture, he said, I have declared. In other words, I have made a statement. That declaration not only is a statement of words, amen. God's declaration has been a statement, amen, of action. Amen. You know, we use that old adage, action speaks louder than words. Amen. God didn't only just go to talking. God's been doing. Amen. You know, there's a lot of people that talk a good talk, but they won't walk a good walk. They won't do what they say. Amen. You can ask them, yeah, I'll help you with this. And, amen, you may never find them. Amen. Come on. I'll be there when you, amen, I'll be there when you need me, and you may never see them. Hello? Amen. But Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way even to the end of the world. And believe you me, amen, when everybody else is gone, He'll be right there. Amen. The Apostle, I believe it was the Apostle Paul, is writing to Timothy. And he is writing concerning, amen, some of his adversaries. He said, at my first stand, no man stood with me, but he didn't stop there, save Christ. Amen. Oh, everybody else left, but Jesus didn't. Amen. He's right there. Amen. Christ, the anointed one, he stayed with me. Amen. Thank God. When he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, the Apostle Paul went on in another place and said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is our helper. Amen. Whom shall we fear? Amen. Thank God that he will not leave us. Amen. So he said, I have declared and have saved and I have showed. Amen. In other words, God said, I've come through. Amen. I've not only spoken, I brought it to pass, and I've showed you, amen, that I am the God of my word. Amen. Brother Joe can never point a finger or anybody else in the world, for that matter. Some people will do it anyway. But in all honesty and truth, can never point a finger at God and said, you have not kept your word. Amen. The sun appalled out of the sky, the moon appalled out of the sky before God goes back on His Word. You understand something with Brother Joe. If God goes back on His Word, amen, we don't have anything we can hold on to. Amen. We don't have any assurance. We don't have any hope. Amen. But thank God tonight, amen, He's never gone back on His Word. Amen. He doesn't change. Amen. The Word of God uses the term immutable. Amen. Thank God His Word is immutable. I know people will tamper with it. They'll play with it. And they'll try to twist it to suit them. But God's Word has not been changed. Amen. Only what man said, God said, has been changed. But God's yet the same. What does that do, Brother Joe? That gives me great hope. Amen. To know that God's not going to change His mind somewhere along the way. Amen. You see, our Brother Joe kind of believes that if God was going to change His mind, amen, but somewhere between that time where He stood Adam and Eve up in that garden, amen, in front of Lucifer and told them how it's going to be, amen, somewhere between then and Christ coming on the scene, God would have, amen, done something and maybe Jesus would never have come. But 4,000 years came and went, amen, and God kept His Word just like He said. Yeah, it got down to 8 folks at one time. Come on, that's what your Bible in mind says. But God's still watching over that business. Hello? Come on, sometimes it may get thin. Amen. It may get pulled tight. Amen. But that anchor rope hold, as Brother David said. Amen. When that rope on that old shrimp boat went from about 2 inches down to about 3/4 inch, it's tighter than a guitar string. Amen to God. But it held. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I can tell you the anchor will hold. Amen. Faith will hold you and I. And what it's attached to is going to move. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! Amen. The world may shake. Amen. The wind may blow. The storms may come. Amen. But God ain't moving nowhere. Amen. Hallelujah. He's ever the same. Hallelujah. He's rock solid. I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Because He said, I will not change. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Woo! Glory! Behold, I am the same, saith the Lord. I change not. Therefore I say unto thee, take heart. Behold, as I have spoken, behold, so it shall be, saith the Lord. And woe, have I not spoken, and shall I not bring it to pass? I say unto thee, stand fast in the faith. Be not moved to the left or the right, saith the Lord. For behold, I say unto thee, as my word hath declared, so shall it be, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad that God will. He's a God that will. Amen. Hallelujah. That old phrase, if you be willing out of the Word of God and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Amen. All we're doing when we're willing is being like God. Amen. God's willing. Amen. God's not willing that what? any should perish. Amen. But that all, A-L-L, should come unto repentance. Amen. I've heard a lot of people talk and say a lot of things. Amen. About God. Amen. Writing folks off. Amen. But you know, the more I've studied the Word of God, the more I've come to the knowledge that I can't find that in the Word of God. Amen. Yes, you can reject God from your knowledge. You can put God in a place where He can't do anything for you. Amen. That's right. That's what a generation, when you agnosticate away from God, apostate from God, amen, then you cut God off from everything that you are, and He says there's no hope for you in this world or the world to come. Amen. Come on. But I can tell you what I heard when He said, it's not my will that any should perish. Amen. I believe the last day of man's on this earth, if you listen, God is trying to do something for him. Amen. Why? Because it's not His will that soul perishes. Amen. I know there's a lot of mankind that will say, because they done so and so, then they need to die and go on to hell. No, that ain't God's way. Amen. No, God said, as I live, amen, He said, my soul hath no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Over in the book of Ezekiel. But that the wicked should turn from his wicked way and live. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God I'm a servant of God. Amen. That desires the best for mankind. Amen. Yes, a lot of folks hate God. Amen. My, they hate the very thing and the very one, amen, that can deliver them. Amen. And they hate the very one that can give them an eternity they can't even begin to imagine. Amen. And listen, isn't it a shame that if man goes to hell, he will have got there because he has rejected every attempt of God to keep him out of that place? Amen. Come on. Brother Joe believes, and I fully believe, amen, that if God, listen, if it was like, I've heard people even preach in the past that God was out to get you, hey, wouldn't nobody ever arrive on the streets of that city. Amen. Because God don't even have to try to get mankind. Come on. God's not out to get us, amen, into hell. He's out to get us into heaven. Amen. That's why He does what He does. That's why when I get out of line, amen, He don't mind me knowing His displeasure. Amen. Why? He don't want me to destroy my soul. Amen. He don't want to, amen, His will not that I should be destroyed, but that I should be recovered. Amen. You know, that's why God said when you see your brother in a fault, don't beat him over the head. Amen. Go to him and do your best to recover that. Don't go to him and tell him it's all right to sin. That's not recovery. Amen. Recovery is that they sin. But God's a forgiving God. Amen. If we are repentant people. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I will, amen, forgive. I will heal. I will live and let live. Amen. That's the way. That is the mind of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why, amen, you can go to anybody in that world, no matter what sin they, amen, committed, no matter where they've been, you can go and tell them that Jesus will deliver you, amen, if you will do what His Word says. If you'll just simply meet His conditions. Amen. I preached to a lot of people that, I mean, it was way, way down and deep in sin. I used to go to the Jesus Care Center, amen, down on Main Street in Pensacola. Amen. They lived out in the culverts. Amen. Snorted gasoline. When they come in there, I mean, their eyes, you wondered if they was, half of them was still in this world or not. Amen. They come in to eat. Free meal. Amen. What do? You put them the Word of God first. Amen. Thank God somebody realized that, amen, that old man, that old nature, he'll go fill that belly up, leave that soul alone, and go right back out to where he come from. But he don't need that. What he needs more than that food that's there, amen, is something for his soul. Amen. My Jesus, when they lowered that man down through that roof, amen, that was sick of the palsy, amen, what did Jesus say? He said, son, your palsy be healed. I didn't know what he said. Amen, son, he said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. The first thing, amen, on God's mind is get that soul right. Amen. The Apostle Paul said he's turned some folks over for the destruction of the body to the saving of the soul. Somebody said, that's awful cruel. I said, no, it's not. Amen. Talked to him in eternity that God was able to help find out how cruel that is. Amen. It's better to go to heaven, amen, halt, than it is to go to hell whole. Hello. Jesus said that 3 times in the book of Mark, chapter 9. Amen. Very clearly, better to enter life halt without your right eye, your right hand, or your right foot than it is to go to hell with all 3 of them. Hello. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I got to hurry. Amen. Amen. Listen, in Matthew 8 and 5, And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Woo! Amen. Look, he hasn't even got around to asking him. Amen. But he just told him, I got a servant at home. It wasn't a child. It's just a servant. Amen. Undoubtedly, this person loved that servant. Amen. He's come to Christ. Amen. Listen, I will come and heal him. Thank God I serve a God that will. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God he will come. Listen, there's a lot of folks that can come. Amen. But can they do anything when they get there? Amen. Thank God I know somebody that when he gets there, amen, it hadn't stopped there. He's just beginning. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. Matter of fact, he said, where two or three gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. Amen. Therefore, all things become possible at his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 9 and 10, amen. And it came to pass that Jesus set at meat in the house. Behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto the disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sick? Amen. Publicans and sinners, pardon me. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners unto repentance. Thank God tonight that God said, I will have mercy. Amen. And I heard him say in another place that mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means that God said, I won't have mercy begrudgingly. Amen. But my mercy is not begrudging. It is joyous mercy. Amen. In other words, he didn't say, I'm going to save you. Amen. But I sure wish I didn't have to. That ain't what he said at all. I'm going to save you and I'm going to rejoice while I do it. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, the Word of God said he counted it all joy. Amen. For that which was set before him, hallelujah. What? That he saw what he's going to accomplish. Amen. On that cross. And it brought him joy. Why? Because his joy was the salvation of mankind and to do the will of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me hurry along. A God that will. I will. Amen. Aren't you glad God will have mercy? Amen. Well, I see. I see that sinner man out there doing bad, boy. Amen. Thank God, God's mercy. But what about me? What about you? Amen. I thank God for his mercy every day. Amen. You see, they ain't a person in breathing God's air in this world that don't need the mercy of God. Hello? You take away the mercy of God and I'm telling you, humanity's goose is cooked. Amen. It's done for. Amen. There's not a person, amen, listen, that can live an absolute perfect life. I'm going to say perfect means without any error. The Word of God a lot of times uses the word perfect, but it doesn't mean sinless or without error. It means mature. Amen. Per fruit bearer. In other words, that God's at work in the life and there's enough fruit there to show for it. Amen. But it doesn't mean that we are without mistake or without fault. Amen. Come on. Somebody says, I ain't got no faults. Amen. I said, why? Amen. I know somebody that's got one fault and they're deluded. Amen. Hello? Come on, Brother Joe. There's only one man, amen, that doesn't have any faults. And if you look at his hands, you'll find scars. Amen. You look in his feet, and you look over there in that side that's been pierced by that sword, that spear. Amen. You'll find him marked up. He bore our sins. He even, listen, the Word of God says, he was not sinful. He became sin for us. Amen. That for what purpose, Brother Joe? That we might become the righteousness of God by him. Amen. The word by there means through or his glorious work. Amen. And by his marvelous grace and mercy and help. Hello. Amen. What did the Apostle Paul say? I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. God's mercy and grace is gone. Mankind is, amen, he's headed for a godless eternity. He has no hope.
Amen. Yes, sir. The Word of God, how righteous is God, Brother Joe? Even the heavens are unclean in His sight. Amen. Come on. And I want to tell you, if that's what it takes, amen, I can tell you, humanity is out the door before he can get his, first toe through it. Amen. He's done for. But thank God for the mercy of God. Amen. It's not righteousness by works that we have done. Amen. That's what salvation is not. It's not by the works of the man. Amen. But it's by, amen, the work of Christ. Amen. And listen, thank God that He was willing to die, that He's willing to become that sacrifice. Amen. I will. Amen. I got to hurry. I know I got too much to, again, I'm trying to be short. Amen. Matthew 11 and 28. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Come on. I'll give you. And he goes on and says, what? Take my yoke upon ye and learn of me. Amen. How's he going to give me rest? Amen. He's going to let me get in the yoke with him. Hello? We've all seen them pictures of them oxen and them yokes, and all that yoke is attached to those plows they're pulling. Amen. But you can rig that. You can rig up that yoke. Amen. Where one pulls more than the other one does. Amen. Well, by the way, he's always pulling more. Amen. Than we are. Amen. Sometimes all we're doing is just walking with Him. Amen. He's pulling the load. If we got to pull the load, believe you me, we're in trouble. Amen. Why do you say that, Brother Joe? Because He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Thank God, He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. I don't know about you, but the morning I come to Jesus, I found me some rest. Amen. I found me some rest from old self. Amen. Come on. I found some rest from a fellow that was making my life more miserable every day. Hello. Amen. But I found me somebody that gave me some relief. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Woo, what a relief. Amen. It is to know Jesus. Amen. I'd sleep better at night. Amen. When I wake in the morning, amen, everything is better. Me and Brother Ray was talking about Brother Lewis before service. Amen. Brother Lewis said folks get up on Monday morning, they got a hangover. Amen. He said, I get up with a leftover. Amen. I'm still a feasting on what God done in my soul on Sunday night. Amen. Don't you think that's better? Amen. I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Matthew 16 and 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Amen. I thank God that He'll build His church. Amen. Listen, I'm going to say that again. I thank God that He will build His church. If He does it, it's done right. Amen. The Word of God says in the New Testament, He added such as should be saved. Amen. Not what men thought. Amen. Not to please somebody's ego. Amen. Or to help somebody feel a little better because somebody put their name on the roll. Amen. But such as should be, amen, saved. Amen. Why? Why should they should be saved? Because they met the conditions of God. Amen. You can't save someone that doesn't meet the conditions. Amen. Why? Because it's impossible. Amen. How can a man be saved? Amen. If he's rebelling against God, it's impossible to save that person. Amen. Why? Because he can't be changed. He's got to change his direction. Amen. If God can't turn me, amen, He can't save me. Amen. Now God ain't went nowhere and said He's going to make you turn. Amen. God's left that choice completely up to you and I. But thank God He's went way out of His way. And I read in my Old Testament in the Word of God where He said that God has rose up betimes. Amen. You look that word up sometimes. I mean just often. Amen. God ain't been satisfied to sit around and say, well, I'm going to give that a long time. No, God said, I don't feel at ease. I'm going to send somebody else. Amen. I want to try again. Amen. I want to try again. Come on, Brother Joe. Thank God. Amen. Brother Clendenin said he's preaching under the tent with Shambach in the 80s in the Bronx. Amen. Said, talked with a young man before church. Said, God called him to preach. Said, that always gives me hope. Amen. That God ain't give up on lost humanity. Amen. If he's calling somebody else to go tell them, amen, send the invitation. Amen. There's going to be a wedding supper. Amen. There's going to be, amen, a feast. Amen. Send forth that invitation. Come on. Hallelujah. Woo. I'll build my church. And I like what he said. And the gates of hell, thank God when he does it, it's done right. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. When God wills and does something, amen, it is absolutely what it's supposed to be. Amen. If we'll let, come on, if we'll let God work in us, not pretend, amen, not try to help God out, come on. And when I say not try to help God out, I mean try to usurp God's place. Amen. Yes, we must yield to God. We must submit to God. Amen. But I must never try to do what only God can do. Amen. Listen, if I could change myself, amen, and make myself righteous, then why should I have had to wait on Christ? Amen. But it's impossible. Amen. But glory to God. What does that do? That keeps me at the feet of the Lord. Amen. That keeps me in a place of humility. Lord, I have to have you. Amen. Make me sing that old song. Hey, well, that old boy, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to hurry. Mark 1:40. There came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God's the way that he is? Amen. God is not trying to withhold from mankind. Amen. Sometimes we hear people try that like, well, God's trying to hold something. No, God ain't trying to withhold anything. Amen. The Word of God says God will not withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly before him. In other words, God said, look here, I'm not withholding. Amen. What's hindering you is not God. God's got it there. God wants you to have it. Amen. Come on. And I ain't talking about wealth and all that stuff like TVN. I'm talking about the blessings, the real blessings of God, the real experience of God. Amen. The real power of God. God wants his church to have it. God even showed us one time, said if your son asked for bread, you wouldn't give him a stone. If he asked for an egg, you wouldn't give him a serpent. Amen. Said if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more doth your heavenly Father know how to give good gifts unto them that ask him. Amen. So I'm glad God will. Amen. I'm glad that God will help us. Amen. And God will see to it. Let me hurry. And that in Mark 1:16, now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, I say he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. My. Amen. Listen, that don't mean you can go take you a soul winning course. Come on. Amen. Nowadays, modern church, we try to usurp God at every turn. Amen. God said, Jesus said, I will make you to become fishers of men. Amen. You can't go down there to the corner, amen, at Reverend so-and-so, and he make you fishers of men. Amen. Or some Bible college somewhere and let them make you a fisher of men. But Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you to become fisher of men. Amen. I told my wife, Steffi, that one time many years ago when he was going to go to seminary. I said, son, you're going to run into people that teach a Bible they don't believe. Amen. They don't believe it. Amen. They just teach it. They pay to do that. Amen. And I said, I'm afraid it's going to shake you. He said, I said, understand something. God, whom he calls, he qualifies. Amen. He equips. Amen. Come on. God ain't never sent nobody to do anything except that he is willing to go with them. Amen. And whatever they need to make up for their shortcoming, God's got it. Come on with Brother Joe. Hallelujah. Amen. I was talking to my boss today. Amen. Holy Ghost got in that office. And, amen. Tears is coming out of my eyes. My old bloodshot red one over here. I got whacked with a limb. Amen. And I seen him tearing up. Amen. And I was talking to him about, amen, Watchman Nee. Amen. How he's singing that song. Amen. He's been beat the night before. Amen. And the ribs have been broken. He's punctured his lungs. And he's, amen. He's coughing up blood. Amen. But he's a singing hymn. Amen. And a shadowy figure moves into the shadows by the door of his cell. And he says, Master Nee, your song frightens me. Amen. This is in the opening of one of the biographies of Watchman Nee. Amen. Your song frightens me. Son, why does my song frighten you? Said, it sounds different. Amen. What do you mean? Said, it sounds like you may be leaving. Says, why does that frighten you? Oh, Pastor Nee, we need you. Amen. Brother Nee said to him, son, amen, if that's what you believe, then I've been a failure. Amen. You don't need me. Amen. You need Jesus. Oh, doctor. Woo! I mean, the Holy Ghost come down in that office. Amen. I seen a tear come out of my boss's eye. Oh, I need Jesus. Amen. Why? Amen. Because He will, amen, work in us whatever. Amen. He does. I tell you. Amen. He was made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification. Amen. He's made all things to us. And thank God He will. He will. Whatever that we happen to need, I heard Brother Clendenin say many years ago preaching, and I like what he said. Don't be a specialist. That old mentor of his was telling him, you don't need to be a specialist. You just need to be a vessel, amen, that God can use. And whatever is needed at the time, God will pour it in, and it can be poured out. Woo! Come on, Brother Joe. If it's healing, amen. If it's casting out devils, amen. If it's prophecy, amen. Whatever that it is, God will send it by. Amen. My, my, my. Amen. All we are is a vessel. God's got what needs to go in that vessel. God's the only one can clean that vessel up. God's the only one, amen, can make it usable. Ooh, feel like having church. Hallelujah. Listen. I know he said, I mean, continue on about, I'll skip the place. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Woo! That's a powerful statement. I will give you the keys to the kingdom. What do keys do, Brother Joe? They unlock things. They make things that are otherwise inaccessible, accessible. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. God, He said, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Come on. If you got the keys, then what? Amen. The kingdom of heaven is at your, amen, is at your exposure. Amen. Come on. It's where you got it. You can have access to it. Amen. My, my, my. Jesus said, if I cast out devils, then the kingdom of heaven is come unto you. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. My, my, my. Come on. He said, he gave Peter, well, Brother Joel, I know the Catholic Church got all hung up on that and said he gave Peter the keys to the kingdom. I said, listen, I want to tell you that what Jesus was saying wasn't just to Brother Peter. Amen. And Brother John, amen, it's to you and I. Amen. Because why you say that, Brother Joel? Because he said, amen, no respect to person. Amen. I got to hurry. Hush. Let me just move to John. This is the will of Him that sent me. Everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life. And Jesus said, and I will raise him up at the last day. I will raise him up. We all got loved ones that are sleeping. Amen. But I got the Word of God that said, I'll raise him up. I'll raise her up. Amen. One day, there's going to be a resurrection. Amen. There's going to be a rapture. Amen. Thank God that He's going to call the sainted dead. Those bodies are going to come up out of that grave. And they're going to be changed in a split second, in just a fraction of a second, going to be changed. God said, I'm going to raise them up. Hello? Come on. Woo! Amen. When Jesus come back, Lazarus laying out there in that room. He'd been there 4 days. Amen. And He said, Lazarus shall live again. Yeah, and... Yeah, Mary said, I know the last day. What did Jesus tell her? I am the resurrection and the life. Come on. Woo! Can you only imagine, Brother Joe, what would have happened if Jesus would have walked to that cemetery and said, rise! There'd been a lot of folks coming out of there, wouldn't they? Amen. But he said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Why? He's the resurrection. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Matter of fact, somebody said that Lazarus is down there, amen, in Sheol, Hades, and he's talking to Abraham and Isaac and all the boys, and amen, is talking, he's telling them about Jesus, all the wonders that he's done, amen, and said, oh, boys, hang on a minute. Matter of fact, I hear him calling me now, and I got to go. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God he will raise us up. I got a lot of dear, sweet people, kinfolk, church folk, people that, a dear lady that was my Sunday school teacher that I thought the world of, amen to God, one of these days, amen, going to join her again. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to, amen, be known even as we are known. Amen to God. I'm going to have a great big homecoming. John 14:14, here's you one that just blows Brother Joe's mind. If you shall ask anything in my name. Let me read that again. If you shall ask anything. And then you get the smart aleck that comes, but what if it's the wrong thing? Well, amen, then you're not asking in his name. Hello. That means in his authority. What I'm doing in his authority, I'm doing, amen, under the leadership of God. Shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I don't know how big that's bigger than the sky. Hello, that's bigger than the world. Hallelujah. Amen. How big is that? And then we got to ask that question, Brother David Talbert, asking and preaching his sermon, how big is God? Amen. That's how big that is. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, there ain't no description how big God is when it says that he's measured the ocean in the hollow of that hand, of his hand. Amen. I got to hurry and close. If you love me, John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father. Thank God. He will intercede. Amen. And he said, he shall give you another comforter. I'm going back, but I'll pray the Father, and he's going to send you somebody back. Who's that, Brother Joe? He's the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And he shall, what did he say? He shall be with you, and he shall be in you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I was telling somebody not long ago, amen, that when he comes and gives you those words that you say, I mean, he gives you something to say back to somebody that just can't even, nobody can even say nothing back about it. It's just so absolute. Amen. There's no gainsaying that can go on. That's how great God's Holy Ghost is. Amen. Hallelujah. And even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And he said these words, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Amen. I'm going to read the rest in hurry and hush right here. Amen. In the 21st verse, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them is he that it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. My. Woo! And another place he said, I and my Father will come unto him and take up our abode with him. Hey, my Father's house are many mansions. John 14:1. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Deborah's talking about it tonight. All the signs, everything that points to the rapture of the church and the second advent, because they're going to fall in line. Brother Joe believes that the rapture is going to precede the second advent. But all things are ready. Amen. All the signs are pointing, and the world is standing on a hair trigger. Hello? Listen, I think we're far closer to that horn blowing than a lot of folks would like to admit. You know why Brother Joe believes that? Because I also see something else that is happening. A lot of people have forgotten that not only are these the signs of his coming, but there's something else that is a great sign. What is it, Brother Joe? Falling away is a great sign
that He's coming is very nigh, even at the door. Father, I thank You this evening. I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for Your love. I thank You for Your mercy. I thank You for Your wills, that You will. That You will give us rest. That You will intercede for us. That You will bless us. That You will send us a comforter. That You will come unto us. And that one day, sir, You will return. And You will take us from this place. And You will take us with You to a place that words cannot utter and describe. Thank You, sir. All of these wills, we're none worthy. Not even begin to, could never be worthy in billions of years of labor. Could not earn. Not even a fraction. But thank You, Lord, for Your love and for Your mercy and for the wills that You have spoken unto us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Anybody need special prayer tonight?